Hey, it's Metal Shop here on the Rock of Seattle, 99.9 FM, KISW. We are very lucky to be in studio with a couple of Northwest legends, heavy metal, heavy hitters. We got Frank Hetzel from Belt Fed Weapon in here. What's up, Frank?
What's up? And then Thanks for having us.
We got Andy Beach in here from Dehatry Guitars, a man who has worked with so many legends and created so many awesome guitars for, like, a lot of guys you will know, and we'll go into that. Andy, thanks for coming up, man.
Hey, thanks for having me on, man.
So we had Frank in here, Frank from Belt Fed Weapon, playing the POW single last year, talking about Mr. Ronnie Monroe from Metal Church and his wife and their mission that they're on right now to help her out, because she's been having some health issues, correct, for the last few years now. And so thank you guys for coming in here. We got you in here to talk about one of the guitars that you have up for auction. And I believe all proceeds are going to Ronnie and his family here for that.
Correct.
Grab that mic, man. Get up in there.
Correct, yes. Yeah. Everything involved with POW, the song, the T-shirts that I have available on the website, which is beltfedweapon.com, www.beltfedweapon.com. All the info's on there. I have two different versions of T-shirts, some $15 ones and some $25 ones for the POW. And, yes, the guitar is finally done and up for auction.
For auction, right?
Yeah, and it's being showcased at The Rock in Linwood. So right. If anybody's in the area, you can go in and grab a beer and some pizza and check out the guitar in person. It's a great guitar, and it's a great cause.
Yes, it is, right.
And there's so much involved with this, and it has been going on for such a long time.
But, yeah, the last time we had you in here, Frank, we had Ronnie on the phone, too.
Yeah.
And, obviously, they've got, priorities. So I kind of want to just reiterate kind of what's been going on. Like, you guys have known Ronnie. You guys are good friends with Ronnie. You've known Ronnie for a long time, obviously, right?
Very long time.
So, his wife, Joy, is battling cancer right now. And so we want to kind of, reiterate reasons why you'd want to go in on this guitar and just talk about, you know what? I just kind of want to pick your brains real quick, put you on the spot. Like, tell me about how did you meet up with Ronnie, man? Like, what's your relationship with Ronnie like now, these days, after all these years that you guys have gotten together? Like, and you know Joy too, and their mission, their struggle that they're going through. So
yeah,
let's talk about their family and what's going on with that, and the reason why we want people to get in on this auction here and on the website.
Yeah, I've known Ronnie for quite a long time, actually, and he's turned out to be a very good friend, and his wife, Joy, is, as you know, talked about, she's not doing good with her cancer situation.
Right.
She has stage 3 ovarian cancer, and it's not a good situation, and who knows how much time she has to live. They are trying currently to raise some money to get her into a treatment in Arizona, which is a very expensive treatment, but their turnaround rate and their success rate for curing is very high. So this is what they're shooting for now. It is a terminal disease. It could be 1 year, 2 year, 3 year, 5 years. We don't know. The bottom line is he's there. It's an amazing love story.
Right, absolutely.
He loves this woman more than anything.
That's what I've been seeing on Ronnie on Facebook. He is so dedicated to his wife, man.
125%.
Yeah, absolutely.
And that's putting it lightly. And, that touched me a year ago, and I thought, maybe we should put out a song together. Originally, my singer, Dean Sternberg, was not available to do the vocals, dealing with a health issue in his family.
Right.
So I started... things happen. I get that. So I reached out to Ronnie after seeing his post, and I said, hey, man, maybe we should do a song together, and maybe we could raise you some money to help your situation. So, yeah, a year ago we put out the song. Well, it came out in February of this year, so it's not quite a year, but I started recording a year ago.
Right.
Got it all done, put it out. Dean, the singer of Belt Fed Weapon, my good buddy, he was... not available at the time, but it just worked out to where he ended up playing bass on it because my bass player, Jason Vibrooks, another good buddy, was not available to record bass because of a health situation he was dealing with.
Wow. So you guys just kind of swapped positions around a little
bit.
Yeah,
it kind of worked out in a weird way. So Dean ended up playing bass on the song POW. So, we made it happen, and, a bunch of people did buy the song, and a bunch of people have bought the shirts, and all that money has gone to Ronnie, and from here to eternity, POW, anything involved with it all goes to Ronnie from here out.
That's really cool, Frank.
And the guitar auction is the final stage of this, and it's very, very cool, a very special situation. It's a guitar that I've had laying around for last 23 years. I bought from my good friend Andy Beach of DeHatry Guitars. When we first met, he had this guitar laying around. I thought it was really cool, and I bought it from him. And it just kind of laid around. I played it for quite a bit, and then I got a couple other guitars I played, and then this thing's just been sitting in the closet for a long time, and I thought, you know, one day I'm like...
a good cause there, yeah.
Why not donate this thing? Yeah. So I asked Andy, what do you think about maybe stripping this thing down and get our other friend, Frank Dooley, the graphic artist,
right,
who did the artwork for POW. He airbrushed the artwork on the guitar, and so that was all donated, and Andy donated his time and everything to put this thing together. It's finally done and being showcased at The Rock in Linwood.
Yeah, so all you North End cats up there, go like Frank said, go grab a beer, bow down a little bit at the handiwork of Mr. Andy Beach.
I eat there all the time. It's great food and great pizza and great beer. And
it's cool that they're stepping in to help out with this, too.
Yeah, so it's really cool. So if you're in the area, go check it out, and you can see it firsthand. And if you want to get involved in POW and help out in this cause in any way, if you don't have the money for the guitar, well, you can still either buy the song or the T-shirt, or
right,
there's an actual donation button on my website in the POW page. If you go to beltfedweapon.net.
I was going to say, I got .net sitting in front of me, so I want to make sure you're in the right place.
Beltfedweapon.net.
Okay.
And there is a donation button to donate $5, $10, whatever. Or if you want a T-shirt, there's a couple different versions. It's all right there.
Right.
Very easy to read and all the details involved in this whole thing. And
It's cool to see like so many different some real heavy hitters, man, some swingers and people that have been like involved in heavy metal and heavy music in the Northwest, kind of all coming together for such a good cause for Ronnie and his wife Joy there.
For sure. And thank you guys too for helping out and
absolutely, man. I would be remiss had we not helped out with this again before.
Yeah.
So let's give out some facts about this. The end of the auction is December 1st, correct?
Yes, it's running till December 1st.
Okay, cool. And Andy, do you remember making this guitar? Do you remember it?
Oh, yeah, man.
All those years ago.
It was a long time ago. Back in the 90s, I was trying to get my company going. Just moved back up here from LA and got a little shop up in east of Bellingham there and just trying to get my company off the ground, you know. So I had just met Franco. I think he came to a show in Bellingham and he wanted to get some guitar lessons or something. Is that what it was?
Yeah.
Is that where you were starting to get your chops up there, Frank?
Yeah.
So he came over to the house and we're looking around. And I had a bunch of guitars laying around and stuff. And Frank was like, hey, man, what's up with that one right there?
You let him in the house, huh?
I asked,
God forbid.
You had to vet him a little first.
it was sketch, but Frank's got a heart of gold. He's awesome. But so we ended up making a deal on that guitar, and he's had it for all this time, and he contacted me 6-7 months ago, maybe a little longer, maybe. Yeah.
So this is like this piece of equipment right here. It's a piece of history, man.
It really is. It wasn't a big project or anything, but we just needed to fix it up a little bit. We refretted it. Sanded it down, got it all nice and pretty again, and Frank Dooley went ahead and did the artwork on it, and then I finished the paint job and buffed it out, and we put it together.
Cool.
Because I
plan on picking your mind about this again here in the next few minutes about like the actual specifics of the the specs on the guitar, the guitar.
Yeah.
Guitar nerds, I say that with all the love in the world, because we all are.
Super guitar nerds.
So, hey, just wanted to say thank you guys again for coming in here.
For sure.
And I want to continue this conversation on here in a second. But since we are talking about Ronnie and his wife, Joy, who's fighting cancer, which is why we got you guys up here and it's why we're trying to help out Northwest metalheads, uniting for a good cause here.
Hell yeah.
And you said, just a really solid love story, man. I'm real heartbroken for these guys because Ronnie's a great guy. His wife, Joy, has been fighting this for a long time, and it's really it's kind of a light in the dark to see people coming together. Like we were saying off the air, not very many great people left in the world, not enough people just coming together for good movement cause. So.
True.
So what we should do right now is, and you brought this to my attention, is that Ronnie, is still, if you don't know Ronnie Monroe, singer for Metal Church, and for a lot of other projects. And he was just working on a new album from a band called Peacemaker, I think is what you brought in here, right?
Peacemaker, yeah. The latest project that he got involved with is a great CD. It's called Concrete and Terror. And the whole album is really great. Everything about it is good. The vocals, the musicianship, the songwriting, the production.
Man, and Ronnie has not lost a step, man.
No, not
He's
at all.
He's got those pipes screaming.
He delivered it, you know, and as well as he does on anything he does, in my opinion. He's a great singer, vocalist, and the best thing about him, he's a great human being.
Right.
And that's what sets this thing all off.
So without further ado, let's jump into that song. The new Peacekeeper song is the title track off that record, Concrete and Terror. Let's jump into that right now. We got Frank Hetzel and Andy Beach from Belfed Weapon and DeHatria Guitars in the studio. So we're going to pick your brain a little bit more about those specs here in a second. But let's play that here on Metal Shop, and we'll be right back. It's The Rock of CX.
Crank it.
Eternal blues, enjoying the heat meets. White shirt, black leather coat, fingernails that could scratch asphalt.
Metal Shop here on The Rock. Peacemaker, Concrete and Terror, the title track off their new record, featuring Ronnie Monroe, the man of the hour, who's going through a bit of a rough time, man. And we got Frank Hetzel from Belt-Fed Weapon and Andy Beach from DeHatria Guitars in here. Thank you again, guys, for coming up. Hey,
yeah.
How good is Ronnie still with Dude. Those pipes, man?
Oh, my God.
He's
unbelievable.
Awesome.
Unbelievable.
He is a goddamn legend.
Yeah.
So... a former singer of Metal Church and going through a hard time with his wife, Joy, fighting cancer right now. So we've got these two guys up here talking about the POW guitar auction. If you're up in the North End or if you're ever up in Linwood, go to The Rock Pizza. You probably know where that is or you know what it is. And they got a guitar up there for auction. All proceeds are benefiting Ronnie and his family, and they're struggling their fight because you said they were going to try and go down as a cancer treatment in Arizona. I think
Working on raising a big chunk of money to get the money to be able to get her into this treatment. It's like a 7-week treatment program, but it's got great results, and this is what they're trying to do. She is under chemo right now, under a drug called Doxil, I believe. And
there are a lot of people out there that
it's just kind of prolonging everything, and it's not a good situation. And I'm just hoping and praying for the best for Ronnie and his wife Joy to beat this thing. And it's a touchy situation for me because I have a couple other friends that have been battling this same situation, and one friend, his wife, beat it and is doing well. Another friend of mine, a very good friend of mine, she's not with us anymore as of a few days ago, and it's a very sad situation. And she is definitely loved and will be missed. And
what's her name?
Her name is Rebecca Folks Murhot, and she's the wife of my good friend Rob Murhot up in Bellingham. And
we're thinking about you guys too, man. If you guys are hearing this, so.
This whole thing with some good friends of mine going through this has been touched me a lot. And I wanted to reach out and help Ronnie and try to help raise them some money for his wife to get some the correct treatment she can have, and give her as long of a life on this earth as she can have. And
right, because I think that has a lot to do with the goal of this, is to allow them to have more time, together. And enjoy their time together in a healthier way, or more standard of life kind of thing like that. And so it's really cool to see that you stepping up to do this, and also you, Andy, and the entire community that's helping out with these two guys.
Well, for sure, like Franco has a heart of gold.
Yeah,
I mean this is his brainchild, and to be a part of it's really cool. And I got to talk to Ronnie for a minute or two. I'd never really actually physically have met him.
Okay.
But I admire his talents and music and everything, and right. and what Franco is trying to do here is admirable, because it is a pain in the butt to do.
Thank you for censoring yourself there.
Yeah, I was gonna say something, but but for real, the stuff that he's going through for this one thing is unbelievable. The loopholes and the crap you got to do to do a simple thing to help somebody. But at the end of the day, it takes one person to do great things.
Exactly.
And Franco, he comes in and he's a big teddy bear, he really does love everybody, and it's really cool to see.
And it's cool. So the reason that we got these guys here, because they're doing the POW guitar auction, so they're auctioning off a guitar. You can go over to beltfedweapon.net. We got the links up on the KISW and Metal Shop Facebooks, Twitter, Instagram, all that stuff. So check that out. And I want to dig into your brain piece there a little, Andy, but as Frank mentioned, if you don't have the money to get this guitar, that's okay, because you can still help out. You can buy the song. You can buy a T-shirt for the song from Beltfed Weapon, and the proceeds are still going to be going to their family, right, for the medical expenses.
Correct. Everything involved with POW goes to Ronnie and his wife, and that will awesome. Actually be in existence forever.
Cool.
For eternity, and that's what POW is about.
So hats off to you, Frank.
Hell yeah,
absolutely, really cool.
So Andy, man,
yeah,
you are also a Northwest legend here. You've been building guitars for
thanks, dude.
I don't know how. Okay, first question: how many guitars do you think you've built since the first time you knew you wanted to get into this?
Well, I started at a really super young age.
Okay. All right.
Because where I lived, I didn't have the resources or anything around me.
Right.
So starting, if you want to talk about when I started, like 13 years old.
Damn, wow.
Man. Yeah, like cool. Super young.
That's awesome. So any of you kids out there, nothing's stopping you. Just get started, man.
All you need is your two hands and a few tools to get going.
That's awesome.
But hundreds.
Hundreds,
like
right.
Probably more like 600, like in my 40-year tenure.
So what I want to do is I want to get a little wow factor going. Let's toss some names out there, man, for some of these guys you've been building guitars for, because you are up there, dude. Like, way, way up there.
Well, the cool thing was is that, you know, I took a chance when I was about 20, mid-20s, moved to L.A.
Right.
Hooked up with Zach Wilde and stuff like that, you know, become pretty good friends and all that kind of stuff. And we were hanging out drinking beers all the time. And he asked me to go on the road with him and stuff, and we designed a couple guitars. And the iconic guitar that he played was called the Glory. It was on the Live and Loud video and got some pretty good response and all that kind of stuff. And unfortunately ended up signing with Gibson.
Yep, so, you know, famously.
Yeah, you know.
For the Bullseye.
Yeah. Right, and all that stuff. And then, you know, so he couldn't even, like, sort of, he couldn't even, like, turn his head the wrong way or Gibson would fine him and stuff anyway. But anyway, so.
I'm not surprised.
That was cool. I mean, Zach's still a good friend. He's awesome and everything like that. And but those, like, being on the road with Ozzy for those years, I ended up hooking up with, you know, the other techs and other support people and that kind of stuff who move on to other, you know, employment. Like, and so basically the bass tech that I was working with went to work with Prince. And he knew that I made guitars and stuff like that, so he had called me because they were looking to do quite a bunch of guitars for, like, not only Prince himself, but, like, Hard Rock Cafes and stuff like
that. Yeah, totally.
Country.
Yeah, exactly.
And so so I ended up making 31 for Prince. I made 27 cloud guitars and 4 of the cymbals. And,
damn.
And that
so that's you.
Yeah, that purple
that's
one.
That's you.
And that purple one in the Super Bowl. Oh, yeah.
That was you. You're watching.
Yeah, baby.
So
yeah.
You're watching Prince shred that
I
baby
love, That was like a highlight of my life. Yeah, that was pretty cool.
That's obviously impressive. Yeah,
very
so
cool.
So that's what we're trying. I'm trying to reiterate to anybody listening right now. Yo, we got some heavy hitters in here, and they're coming together to try and help out Ronnie and his wife. So I want to ask you about this particular guitar. What year was it, 93, 94 that you made this? Or what?
Actually, probably made it in 91.
Okay.
The reason why that guitar came to fruition was I put together 15 guitars to take down to the NAMM show in Anaheim.
Yep.
I was trying to get the foundation of the company together. And so I went down and did the NAMM show. And, you know, that's an absolute craziness. That's more like Vietnam than it is. I mean, it's
Vietnam.
Vietnam. It's crazy.
Back in NAMM.
Oh, dude, I'm telling you. But anyway, so I learned a lot from that. And you know, that's just part of the marketing. And but I discovered by doing that's not the route I wanted to take, because I was a small company that wanted. NAMM is based on people coming down and buying things for their stores.
Right, because it's like an industry show, right?
It's an industry show.
Yeah, exactly.
And so, you know, I just decided that I didn't want to, like, kind of pimp myself out that way. I wanted to be more of a custom builder and kind of stay in that.
Like boutique.
Yeah, that level.
Boutique guitar.
Right. I didn't want to
bang.
Yeah, exactly. I didn't want to bang out a bunch of, like, you know, $1,000 guitars and stuff like that at that time of my life, you know, that kind of thing. So, anyway, so that guitar was part of that first project. And
so that's part of your history, too, and your company's
totally.
History.
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah, sure. Wow. This guitar we're talking about, which, by the way, is up for auction right now. Just got to keep reiterating that.
Yeah. So, like we said earlier, Franco came in, he bought that thing in 93 or 4, I think, or something like that. And he's had it all this time. And so we fixed it up. It's a beautiful guitar. It was still awesome before we did anything.
Oh, for sure. It played great before I even turned it over.
Right.
And so, but we went ahead and we refretted it, we fixed it up, we sanded it, we got everything perfect on it to get it ready for the graphics that Frank Dooley did on it, the POW graphics, which is awesome. And you know, I got it clear coated, we buffed it back out, I put it together, and it's a shredder. I mean, it's a 24 fret, you know, just Floyd Rose EMGs.
EMGs, you know, okay, cool.
Let's go. You know,
yeah. I mean, and so it's ready. Is it ready to rip right now,
dude?
Like, if somebody plugged that baby in,
you
right
plug
now.
It into a couple half stacks, you freaking knock down the
blow the windows out of your house.
Absolutely.
Right now,
that's so cool, man. So right now, if you are listening to this and you're hearing our voice, and we're going to put this podcast up later for sharing, and the auction ends December 1st. We really, really need somebody to, you know, put a couple bucks up on this. So if you're hearing this and you like, we're in the market for something, maybe you want to get yourself. Little Christmas present, you know, or for a buddy of yours, or like, you know, what's up, Bill Gates? Where you at?
Yeah, right.
Come on, man.
Hey, what a great guitar to have in your collection, or just to play, or, you know, it's an awesome guitar. I tell you, I have a lot of guitars. I love guitars. Now that I'm finally getting better at the guitar, which
and
is
dude, and that's an understatement, Frank. Well, you've been really stepping it up, man.
Thank you.
I've been talking with friends of yours who are friends of mine, and they all say that.
Wow, that's a big compliment.
Talking to Matt, talking
that.
To Simon, and they're like, "Damn, dude, Frank's really going.
Wow,
he's going for it."
I appreciate that, and that's what drives me. And right now, I'm actually honing in on trying to up those skills a little bit more and write some new material. But we're not going to get into that right now.
We can do that at a later time.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. This is all about, you know, POW and helping Ronnie Monroe and his wife, who are great people. And the POW guitar is awesome. You not only are you getting a great guitar. And if anybody likes Belt-Fed Weapons music or whatever we've done, and you know, whether you're a fan of Ronnie or a fan of Belt-Fed or whatever, or you just want to help out the cause, you're going to get a great guitar.
Or you're going to get your money's worth.
And you're going to get something.
And then some. Yeah.
You can help out and actually have something cool to just to have and to play or to show off. Or just to
it's a
have
piece of history, yeah. Man. Even if you just wanted to put it in a nice case,
yeah.
In your house or your recording studio or whatever you happen to be a part of, you know.
And not to mention, it is a one of a kind. There is not another guitar in the world like this, and it is handmade from day one, and it has been refurbished. There's a lot of pictures on the website of www.beltfedweapon.net. If you go to the POW page, there's pictures of the before and after.
Yep.
You can see what it looked like before and everything that's been done to it through the process. So, yeah, I mean, it's a great guitar, and it's a great cause, and POW is just a really cool thing. It's a lot to do, I admit, for one song, but because of the cause behind
it's a good cause.
It's never enough, in my opinion.
That's a good point.
It's just a cool thing to do, and it's just awesome, and it makes me feel really good to do this.
A lot of movers and shakers have literally had their hands on this.
Yeah, and I feel
involved
great.
Involved in it.
I feel really good about doing this. So
I'm so glad you guys are here. So
yeah.
Thank you for getting this going.
Oh yeah.
You know what?
Thank you.
Here,
cheers.
Raise if you got a glass
cheers,
in your hand.
Brother.
Cheers.
Oh, we got some glasses.
Yeah. Cheers. Cheers them. There you go.
No. Yeah. This is great.
For Ronnie and Joy.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah.
For sure. And yeah, I'm glad to be here. And yeah. Hopefully,
hey, you know, I'm gonna drag both of you guys back in here, sometime in the next few months. Cause Andy, dude,
awesome.
I need to hear your stories, buddy.
I got some stories, brother.
I know you do, man. So DeHatry Guitars. Is first of all, spell it out for people. Toss out your website.
Yeah, yeah.
Where can we find you at?
Yeah, man. The website is DeHatryGuitars.com. It's spelled DeHaitre.
Cool.
Guitars.com.
Right.
We have a web page. I mean, I'm sorry. We have a Facebook page as well.
Yep. We're going to be linking all that up too on the KSW stuff.
Cool.
So
yeah, yeah. You know, it's one of those things where it's been a 100 years, it seems like, in making. But I love what I do, and I love helping out situations like this. Franco's been really good about having me involved with not only Belt-Fed Weapon, but the POW stuff. And
right.
It's been really cool. He gave me the go-ahead to do solos on the Belt-Fed Weapon stuff, which I thought was pretty cool.
Ooh. Oh, so. That's the other thing, Frank. We're going to drag you back in here when you got some more.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, so these guys will be, you know, are and will be good friends of Metal Shop forever. So thank you guys again for coming in. We'll be digging into your brain. Beltfedweapon.net. Go to the Rock Pizza in Linwood is where the guitar is literally physically sitting right now, right?
Yeah, and their website is www.therockwfp.com.
Oh, Jesus. All right.
Yeah, if you can remember all that.
Hey, but then you also told me you guys are about to head over to Raven, right?
That's right.
Yeah, we're going to go see Raven tonight.
So if you got questions for these guys and you're hearing us right now, because this is going to be, you know, first hour of Metal Shop is where we're sitting right now. So you can go over to El Corazon, I think is where it is.
It's at Tony V's.
Tony V's.
Tony
V's
in Everett.
Up in Everett.
Yes.
Yeah, cool. Right on.
So we're going to head
keep
up there.
North end. Yeah.
And another thing outside of this POW thing, I am working with another friend of mine. We are putting together a benefit concert for Ronnie and his wife.
Awesome.
It won't be Belt-Fed Weapon playing, but it will be some other local bands. We're starting to put this together. Late January, late December, early January is when this show will happen.
Sometime, you know, wintertime.
It just got talked about putting together like literally 3 days ago. So me and this other guy are going to be putting this together to help raise Ronnie some money through another outlet as well. So
we may be talking to you again real soon here.
Yes, yeah, so keep your ears out for that. That will definitely be promoted, and you will hear about it. if anybody knows me, when I promote something, you definitely hear about it. And
why we got you here, Frank.
I get the word out because that's what you got to do, right?
Amen. All right, so beltfedweapon.net. The auction ends December 1st. All the links are up on KISW Facebook and Metal Shop Facebooks. Gentlemen, thank you again so much, man. Like, I'm really... It's such a good thing to do, man. Thank you guys so much for doing that, for Ronnie and Joy. And, you know, best of luck to both of them, honestly.
Thank you for having us, too. Very much appreciated.
So we're going to play POW.
Awesome.
I feel like we're bringing it all together. Let's do it.
Crank it.
Let's do it. So this is POW, Belt Fed Weapon. Check out beltfedweapon.net. This interview will be up online later tonight. And if you're in the North End, Tony V's, go say hi to Frank and Andy over at Raven tonight. So, gentlemen, we'll talk to you again soon.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
Thanks, dude.
Thanks, guys.